She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today. Recently, I saw a wonderful documentary from several years ago called The Horse Boy, and it was all about this boy who has autism and how his family got him into horses. And I just immediately was like, wow, you know, I've heard a lot about the power of horses to heal, and it goes way beyond just autism. It can help so many people with PTSD or other trauma. And today we're going to be talking about the healing power of horses for veterans with the fantastic Susie Landolfi. And I'm just thrilled to have you here, Susie. You are from Boulder Crest Retreat. Hello there.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Susie, it's so nice. I had the pleasure of speaking with you recently, and I'm so moved by what you do. Jump in. Tell us all about what you offer at Boulder Crest Retreat for Military and Veteran Wellness and why this is so important to have these horses and other calming activities to help our veterans.
Well, I think, first of all, it is because they deserve it. Nobody probably deserves healing more than our men and women who have participated in combat. So that's first and foremost. The other thing is that we actually believe that not only do they deserve it, but they are probably one of the greatest resources we have for this country. And to think that they're only valuable when they're on the combat field or the battlefield is missing a whole range of opportunities for our community. So when they come home, instead of viewing them as broken, Boulder Crest Retreat sees them as the most competent and greatest asset we could have for our country. And so we look at it as a way to get them reconnected to themselves and to their families and to move beyond their combat experience. A lot of them come back with feeling a loss of value and purpose. And what we see is an opportunity to encourage that their greatest contribution may lay ahead. And that's what we do here at Boulder Crest.
Oh, that's so nice. You know, I mentioned the story about the horse boy. My daughter, who's on the spectrum, actually is going to take horse riding this summer. Several years ago, she wasn't ready. And so she did this program where she was able to, you know, muck the stalls and brush the horses and walk them around. And she really loved them. And I could see that calming presence. What do you think it is about horses?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, just energetically, they have an energy coming off of their heart that is many times larger than ours. So for those of us that actually believe in the physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual part of our being, they hold a huge energetic part. So you literally walk near them, and that electromagnetic field is actually coming up against yours and overpowering it in a good way. That's number one. Number two is that they believe, just like the veterans, they believe in teamwork. Horses by nature do not want to live alone. They actually don't even want to live in a stall. They want to live with each other in a paddock so that they can have different jobs, different tasks, and a way to keep each other safe. Well, that's very much like our veterans. So for those of us that work with horses in our field, we oftentimes keep them in the pasture, in places together so that they can have their herd and they can also have their place in the herd. The other part of them is they're not codependent. I'm sure you've probably talked about codependence on your show before. And one of the things that we struggle with as human beings is we have too much brain and not enough heart. And one of the things that we believe in our brain is that we can be independent. And actually, there's no such thing as independence. And I'm sorry to say that so close to Independence Day, but when you really think about it, we even as a nation are not completely independent. We are interdependent with everybody in this world, and nothing has shown us that quicker than how our climate has affected each other and what we do. So horses by nature are interdependent, not codependent. Dogs, who I love, I have four of them, and they're so sweet because when I'm not necessarily at my best and I get cranky, they apologize. I mean, I've just seen it happen. Horses, on the other hand, if I walk into that paddock and I'm not being my best, they'll take one look at me and said, you know, you better get out of here until, not that they're going to hurt me, but you should go on out and ground yourself, get yourself together, because I don't particularly want to partner with you right now if you're not physically, emotionally, and spiritually together. We actually say your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and your actions need to be one in order for a horse to trust you. Now, Lisa, I've struggled with that in my own life, from my own childhood trauma. How did I get my thoughts, my feelings, and my actions to be one and to be one message? And that's actually what horses help us do. That's a practice. And they demand it, and then they reciprocate with a wonderful partnership. They don't mirror us. I know a lot of people use that word, the horse will mirror you. That's not true. If you walk in there angry, the horse won't necessarily get angry. The horse may do one of many things. It may come closer to you to try to get you to let go of those thoughts and those feelings of fear and sadness, or it may walk away from you. So it won't mirror you, and it will respond to you in an authentic, honest way.
That is so beautiful. You know, what are some of the biggest changes you see in the veterans who come to Boulder Crest Retreat?
Connection and beginning to trust themselves. And this is how the horses do that. So connection is number one. There was a Harvard study, 75 years of people, the same people for 75 years, as many that stayed alive. And what they discovered over and over and over again, that the one most important thing to make sure we are happy is connection, relationships. Without it, nothing else matters. So you can try a lot of other things, but actual connection, and that's where horses come in. They want relationship and connection. So the first thing the horses help is for those men and women that come here afraid and sad of getting reconnected to people, partly because of all the people they've lost on the battlefield, partly because of what some of the things that have happened to them physically and emotionally, the horse actually makes it easy for them to reconnect. I can put up a great defense against people because I've been dealing with them for 66 years. When I walk in with a horse, and I especially don't hang around with horses a lot, if I happen to be a person like that, I don't have a natural defense to their emotions, to their feelings, to their energy. So they very quickly get to the veteran's heart. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to reconnect them from their heart to their head.
And you know what I love, too, is that you have the families there as well. And so I think that having them there must help with that connection. And I'm wondering, do the families also get to be with the horses?
Yes. One of our missions is healing heroes one family at a time. So the same thing happens when we bring families in with the horses. The exact same things happen, that the horse starts to respond. And actually what's really wonderful is that the horse may respond to the child in a way that the parents didn't expect. So, and you may find this with your own daughters, that horses don't judge. They don't know anything about a label like spectrum or difficult or upset or anything like that. They don't know anything about that. All they know is that child's heart.
Susie, you have the most incredible, eloquent way of sharing. I want to have you back. In the meantime, tell everyone how they can learn about all the fantastic work you do at Boulder Crest Retreat.
www.bouldercrestretreat.org. We're not in Boulder, Colorado. We're in Virginia, but we are on top of a mountain, hence the name bouldercrestretreat.org.
Susie, I definitely want to have you back. I'm so moved by what you're talking about, and I'm even more excited to have my daughter ride those horses this summer. I want to thank you all for listening. I encourage you to check out Boulder Crest Retreat, see what you can do to help. Again, for Naturally Savvy, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thank you again so much for listening. Take care and stay well.